First off, Larry, you know, sales before this point, were you getting the numbers running through, and just give us an update on that front.
Yes, our fall run was very typical. Sold quite a few calves, and I don't think as far as the numbers of calves coming right off the cow and those that are weaned, I don't think it was all that much different. The only difference, of course, was that, after the first of the year, we have quite a number of customers who have backgrounded their calves. They've weaned them and been feeding them, and they've been looking for an opportunity to sell at least on an up market, and we haven't seen it yet.
Those customers, they're just still holding on to them. And, how's that impacting the activity at your auction barn right now? And we've had many limit down days within these cattle markets that just we can't find an attractive price.
Well, that's exactly right. What has happened with our customers here is that, they can only hold them so long. At some point, there's nothing to be gained. They have bills to pay. And so we're at the point right now where we're selling, like 500 to 1,000 head a week, whereas normally we'd be selling several thousand. And those cattle that we're selling are coming from customers that have decided that, they're just not going to wait any longer. This thing looks like it's just going to continue on the downside, and they need to pay bills, and so they're going to sell them. And we've gotten by fairly well, to be honest with you. A week ago when we sold several full loads of cattle, they sold well comparatively, of course. Everything's compared to what it could be. But at the same time, it's a lot less than what it would have been, depending on how you look at it, how it should be.
And my other question for you, Larry, on that note is, some of these producers, maybe not your far western ones, but some, especially when you move more east, it was a tough year for those cow-calf pairs, and we had to keep them on the cow a little longer, had to feed them a little longer to get those pounds on. And so did these calves eventually start to weigh up?
Well, I believe the weights of these cattle has been very good through the summer. There was a lot of grass around, but you're right about one thing, and that is you get more towards the central and eastern part of the state. There is one thing going on there, and there are a lot more cattle that have been backgrounded. So there's a lot more cattle to be sold. That would include, like the markets at Mandan and Jamestown and Napoleon and even over to West Fargo. People that normally sell this time of year are just, they're in a big quandary as to what to do.
And Larry, you sit, or I guess serve, as vice president on the Livestock Marketing Association. And so to help both sellers and in auction markets and just the livestock industry as a whole during this time of, we didn't see a pandemic coming, but are there any talks amongst your board or pushes from the Livestock Marketing Association that we can look for to help everybody get through this time of uncertainty?
Well, the livestock industry over time has always been against any bailouts of anybody, and that includes even this time that, you look at the bailouts of the banks, and now we're talking about the airlines and the restaurants, and the list goes on and on. You have to wonder, where that money is coming from, and we all know where that's coming from. But the direct answer to your question is yes, there are things that are being looked at. I believe that Senator Rounds, I think he's out of South Dakota, has a bill that's going to be coming up that would work on some compensation for those who have sold cattle since the first of the year. I think that's a tricky situation how you do that. That'd be, if they're going to bail everybody out, there's no one that's more deserving than the cow-calf guy especially. But if you're going to do that, that's a very complicated thing because it depends on how you're going to do it. There's different weights of cattle. There's different qualities, things like that. How do you take that into account? You probably can't. But it is being worked on. Hopefully something will come up shortly, and I'm sure you'll be hearing about it.
As we wrap up the conversation here, Larry, any final thoughts on, the downward trends in coronavirus right now as it relates to, both the cow-calf guy and your fellow people who are trying to sell and buy cattle as well?
Well, I think the reality is, and it's not just the cattle industry, it's agriculture in general, grain, farmers as well. And that's that something has to change. The coronavirus is one thing, but we're in a situation right now where the commodity grower has absolutely no leverage whatsoever. We have no way to bring about a higher price for the product. There's a lot of reasons for that, but we need to look at this thing from a different angle. I don't believe we're going to be able to mandate profitability in this industry, so we need to look at some other way. And I, to be honest with you, I don't know what that is, what it looks like, but we need to be looking at a totally different way somehow to change the situation in agriculture.